cute.
Well, maybe.
We have fun on the, in these next 20 minutes or so. Tommy Allen, formerly, yes, publisher of Rapid Growth Media. Your online edition is out and about today, and we have a great conversation today.
Did you say formerly as in formally? Like, I'm not there anymore? Do you know something I don't know?
Formally. With
oh, formally. All right,
that's
all right.
That's my
right.
Southern accent coming out. Yes, formally versus formerly, yeah.
Well, that's my northern indignation. I might have lost my job on the way here today somehow, and you know something I don't know.
You'd be the first to know, Tommy. Take it away with our topic.
Well, you know, typically we bring two people in, Shelley.
Yes.
And so I decided this time that because of things that are happening on within a certain area of the city, that as I looked at this, I realized not only was the publication doing a story called A Closer Look, Three Ways Avenue for the Arts Programming is Changing South Division, but I had inadvertently, and I didn't know this at the time, but and this happens a lot in publishing, you'd sync up, but I decided to give Jen Schaub, who's an artist on the Avenue, who had lived on the Avenue for many, many years at the beginning, a placement within G-Sync Events, where we can talk about what events are happening in the community that might be placemaking activities or things that have to do with like how the culture is changing or unique here. So Jenna's been doing printmaking and formally trained in the area, but started working in clay, and she's doing this kind of experimental type show that she says if she had put it out that way, no one would come. But what I like about it is that, you know, Jen doesn't get to sit in that seat as the artist because she spends a lot of time promoting people like I will do at times in the arts. So I thought, well, let's talk about both areas, keep them separate because we want to focus on the one. And what we'll do is talk about Jen's art at the end. But I want to talk a little bit about our article today that came out. And, you know, Anya, who is one of our development editors, has written a really wonderful piece about the 10 years, what's happened. And she spoke with Jen. And so I wanted to kind of take this moment to kind of talk about this and just ask Jen, right up front, what the heck, 10 years, can you believe this?
It's crazy, I know. I was having a, wait a second, am I getting old moment when we actually realized that this is our 10 year, because it's been such an interesting time. There's been so much progressive change. There's been so many things that have happened, both good, bad, that when I look back at it, it doesn't seem like 10 years. It seems like we've been doing great work. Things continue to be exciting. And so 10 years can pass in the blink of an eye, but so much has changed that you can definitely see the growth and change. So,
and I think what's interesting is within the piece, we look at some very distinct areas that the Avenue has changed over the years or offerings that they've been able to bring forward. And I think for people who don't know about maybe the brief history mm-hmm. of this, I mean, it's ironic that I was working for another publication 10 years mm-hmm. ago and sitting down with Denny when you were first planning the Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I will mention, Dwelling Place is Jen's employer.
Yep.
And what is your official title? It's,
so I
it's
am
changed
the,
over the years,
I'm
hasn't
the
it?
Neighborhood Revitalization Specialist.
Ooh, specialist.
That's what you're doing now.
Yes, that is my position. And at Dwelling Place, I mean, Dwelling Place is an affordable housing provider. So when they started looking at revitalizing the South Division corridor, it was really with an eye on the fact that there was limited retail, there were only one or two spaces open, there was a history of creativity along the street, but there wasn't a ton happening. There were some really remarkable projects like Sanctuary Folk Art and Division Avenue Arts Collective and Heartside Gallery, but there was all the potential was there, and they had lots of artists coming to them and asking for space. So when you first talked to Denny about the project, I imagine that it was the full of potential, but they weren't quite sure what it was going to turn into. And it's a little bit different maybe than what they had envisioned, you know, 10 years ago.
I think part of it might have been at those early days, we envisioned this almost like Soho-like moment from the 1970s and 80s where artists really ran the street. And and that was really kind of an interesting concept. We knew, and part of it was because there have been so many soft starts of Division over the years. I mean, mm-hmm. I was there in the 90s showing it. It was funny, a couple years ago, I was invited to show on Division Avenue, and I realized at that time it was the first time in 20 years I'd shown on Division Avenue.
Because just a reminder, Tommy Allen, you are an artist as well.
I am. Yes, I am. And I've been organizing art projects, not only for myself, but for a collective I'm a part of, Tanglefoot Studios, or Tanglefoot Building, I should say. Tanglefoot Studio was another group beforehand. But we do an open studio event every year. But back to the Avenue, what's really fascinating is that There had been so many false starts on the avenue that it really was going to take something beyond just one or two artists moving on the street. It needed to be something big and bold. And I think this idea of artists living and working spaces not only changed the avenue, but it really changed the community and how codes are being written today. Mm-hmm. Because there had never been a concept before of artists wanting to live where they work.
Yep.
And young artists, right?
Well, I'll define young Shelley. I wanted to live there.
I think that is something that's remarkable about this district that people don't recognize. I mean, before the live workspaces were open, you know, I was having shows, and you've been having shows in warehouses for years, and some of those were pretty illegal, maybe totally illegal. And some of the things, when you have a show in your house, you can do that. But if you're doing it on a regular basis and you establish yourself as a business, you're actually violating a lot of zoning and ordinance issues in the city of Grand Rapids. So the live workspaces, you know, the Dwelling Place worked with the city to change the code to be live work so that you could do both. You could live in the same place that you're running your small business. And that's really a game changer because it allows for a freedom that you don't have in other places to lower your overhead costs by living and working out of the same space, but also having a space that's fully publicly accessible and running a business out of it. And it's not a warehouse. And, you know, you can work with the fire department to make sure that you're completely legal. And that's something that we've had a lot of problems with over the years.
I think most importantly, I think, was, you know, if we go back even back to the old UICA days when they were, I mean, going back to Ray Street is my first, not Front Street, which was the very first location. But when we were on Ray Street, there was a problem of artists because of affordability at that point for artists trying to find something to live and that would be safe for the most part. Yeah. Artists were like kind of illegally living in the basement. So like David Greenwood was down there. I don't know if he was actually living there, but I know there were people next door to Deb Eber's studio who was in the basement. And these were like cell blocks, essentially. It felt like you were in prison. There were no windows in your space. You closed the door. There probably wasn't the best ventilation. I mean, we kind of romance about that period, but we were also living in very unsafe conditions. And that is something I think that Dwelling Place has been able to address, is providing safe environments for people to live, work, because these processes we do can be harmful sometimes to our own health. If we don't have proper ventilation, we don't have the ability to open a window. I mean, these were some of the issues we used to face. So now we've come full circle. We're 10 years beyond starting this and creating this revolution, and more buildings have opened up. More spaces have been appropriated to, you know, this kind of a model. And Jen has been at the forefront and leading this next wave of infrastructure you've been building. Now, how many years have you been working on programming now?
Yeah, so, you know, when I started working in the Hartside District, it was really as a volunteer with the DAC, Division Avenue Arts Collective. So my involvement was kind of coming into the city and college and looking around and saying, what's the most interesting thing that's happening down here, and finding Sanctuary Folk Art and REB and finding the Division Avenue Arts Collective and getting very excited about, you know, having spaces that have a freedom to put whatever it is that you want to express on the walls and have those open dialogues that are all ages and inclusive. And so for me, that was my first sort of endeavor along South Vision. And then as the Free Radical Gallery was growing along Wealthy Street, and then South Vision, getting involved with that, and then eventually volunteering directly for Dwelling Place through a market event that they were hosting in Hartside Park. And so I came on board with Dwelling Place as a part-time position, helping to run that market event in Hartside Park. And then in that fall, they were opening the first round of live workspaces on South Division. And so when they said, well, we're marketing these to artists, we have a list of artists, do you know other artists who might be interested in living here? I said, well, I'm an artist. I know lots of artists, and absolutely. And so I actually ended up living in one of the live workspaces for 5 or 6 years, right when they opened. And it was a really great time to be down there because I was working and living alongside all the artists that I was supporting. And so it was just a really great environment for me to learn about how to do this type of community work that now I've been doing for a full decade.
That's why she's a Tribute Award winner with the Y, what,
oh,
year or two
right.
ago? Yeah.
And so are you, Shelley, I think.
No.
You're not?
No.
Listen up, tribute people.
Yeah. Stop. You wasn't even going there.
I am. I went there. I listen, why she's here.
Are you a tribute winner? No, you're a boy.
Yeah. Well. Shelley, thank you for profiling me.
that is true. That's a whole other conversation.
Oh, it is. I love Tommy Allen.
Yes, we are talking Tommy Allen, his team, Rapid Growth Media. Their email, Thursday email is out, and special guest Jen Schaub in from Avenue for the Arts. Take it away.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we want to hit on here, Jen, is that in addition to artists being there, sometimes we miss the art of starting a small business that might have a creative angle to what you do. And it may be also, it could be something you produce, but in places like Have Company, who she organizes a lot of small shops, essentially small creators, let's say, of whether it's books or prints or, you know, leather goods. You know, she's organized a very nice collective of artists within her space. So we have things that are a little bit older, and we have things that are new and things that are newish. So talk about some of the trends that you've seen on the Avenue over the years, and maybe talk about, maybe if someone's looking, what are some of the things that make for maybe a successful business model versus like maybe one that's like, maybe you should step back and process a little bit more. I mean, how do you interact with somebody, I guess, when they come through and want to do a space?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, when we're talking about housing, I always tell people that there is a place for you somewhere in the Heartside neighborhood, hopefully along the South Division corridor, but definitely in the Heartside neighborhood. When we're talking about small business development, I think one of the things that's really exciting is that we have a lot of graduating seniors who from the local universities who have an art degree, either a master's or an undergraduate degree, and they have this ability to make something beautiful, but they might not have the business skills. And so I think that that's a huge lacking part of the university experience for creatives, is that they don't get the practical hands-on how to file your doing business as, how to, you know, set up a business bank account, how to do all the things. And so when they graduate and they're looking for something to do and they're thinking about running a gallery or they're thinking about how to show their work, we're there to help support them by providing business classes for emerging artists. So we do a doing business class series, which is a six-week course that helps young artists think with a more entrepreneurial mindset in creating a small business. So that's one of the first things I say. If you are interested in starting a business down here, have you done your business homework? Have you done something with Grow? Have you thought about taking this doing business class? What are you going to do to make sure that your project is sustainable? One of the great things about a live workspace is that you're really paying rent on your apartment, your living space, so you can be really creative with what you do. And so that's a great recommendation for people who are just starting out. Get a live workspace, experiment with your business. You don't have to know your model in and out. You don't have to have, you know, financial backers. You can come in and do something experimental. And I think that that's something that we see ebb and flow with the Avenue over the last 10 years, that there will be high moments of creativity and collaboration. And then we'll go through maybe, you know, 6 to 9 months or a year where there's not as much collaboration. And then we'll get a new group coming in, doing some new things or breathing life into the projects that are already happening. So one of the things I'm really excited about is we just had a lunch to introduce some of the new business owners to established business owners. And out of that, a smaller group met to talk about what it means to be working in fashion, making limited run, you know, pieces and production pieces in a city of this size. And how do you do that responsibly? And so that kind of ripple effect and that collaboration and those conversations are something that you see come and go and then come again. And they're very exciting because those are the moments where you know that people are really building relationships that are going to last.
Starting to wrap up, Tommy Allen.
Well, I think, Jen, you know, you've, and this is a topic I know we could talk on for a whole hour, because I think the model of Avenue for the Arts is a really wonderful story, like you said, of evolution that happens over time. And that, you know, Jen and I have not always seen eye to eye on everything. We've taken each other out for lunch in public. Sometimes we chat quite loudly. If you know me, you know, I'm quite the argumentative guy sometimes. But, you know, the intent is always to build up, not necessarily to tear down. And so I think what's fascinating is, just as Jen has elaborated, that we go through phases, and we go through phases as a community. But I think one of the, you know, going back to, as we say, the bottom line is that there is a desire for people to have spaces. And often these spaces we're finding out from reports are becoming fewer and fewer in the downtown market. And what happens usually in a situation where space is in high demand, the rents go up. So Dwelling Place offers something, I believe, for everyone. And maybe you could just, before we go, talk a little bit about those opportunities that might be within a Dwelling Place portfolio that may not be on an avenue, but may be connected to or right off of.
Okay, so I would kind of break that down into a few things. First one would be housing. We have affordable rate housing in the downtown core. When I started at Dwelling Place, I thought affordable rate meant only, you know, government support, Section 8 vouchers. But now it's, you know, I've really expanded that vision. So housing is the first component. The second component would be looking at the live workspaces as a space to establish and start a business. The third would be if you have an established business and you're looking for a commercial space, or if you know that you're going to be starting a business, we have commercial spaces not just along the South Division corridor, but in other parts of Hartside, along Wealthy Street, and we do housing regionally. So checking out the Dwelling Place website to learn more about housing commercial spaces would be a great start.
All right, it is time to wrap up.
Oh, it's too soon, Shelley. Can we bump somebody, maybe?
If you want to wrestle, I'm...
Now you put it like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we can take him.
Okay. Yeah, we can. We're artists. We're scrappy folk.
I don't know. He was the third place winner in Dancing with the Stars.
Third place.
Dance
Stop.
We're top dogs in the arts community here.
I'm going to hook you up with Noah in between. Where do we find out more information?
Well, for Rapid Growth, of course, you will find us at rapidgrowthmedia.com. I encourage you to check out not only our articles, but the event coverage, because we have stuff we never got to talk about Jen's work.
I know.
And she's probably okay with that in some ways. But I wrote about it, and you can read about it in G-Sync Events. Please go visit her on Friday night. It's the first Friday's event, but it's also the 10th anniversary celebration on the Avenue. Jen?
Yeah, thanks for having me, you guys. It was great to chat.
Where will we find you?
Oh, yeah, come on down. Check us out during First Fridays, but also... Avenue for the Arts is available on Facebook. We have a group. We have a page. We're on Twitter.
You can
just email us at avenueforthearts@gmail.com.
Great. Thanks, guys. Talk again.